وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at human dignity and how it is the essence of a human being, and all other human rights are to maintain that dignity. One of the issues that we are facing currently, and it's a point of an attack for at least for Muslims or even for women in general, is the woman herself. I mean, I slipped out of my mouth. So women, females, are human beings. She has the right to choose. She has the right to live, she has the right to elect in the same way that she has responsibilities and she has duties. And she has her divine aspect, she has her dignity, and she has her own, you know, self-value and protection under an Islamic law. Islam has given women right, I mean, he's giving her freedom, he's giving her personality, he's giving her independence, he's giving her intellect, sight, and Islam gave her a lot of value. And Islam did not make the rights of men and women equal. Obviously, they are different creatures, so therefore he made them different. Whatever they require, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to them. But, and there's a but here, right? So we're saying Allah did not give them equal rights, but he did not value one over the other. That is a key issue here. Now, in our modern day, we have movements that are trying to equalize men and women. And they say, well, women are being dignified. Well, or undignified. Either through an Islamic scope or a Western scope. Now, the West trying to tell us that women are being treated unfairly, their rights are being taken from them, nothing is being given to them, therefore we need to equal them to men so they can feel valued and honored and their dignity is preserved. In fact, that slogan might sound fancy, but it completely manipulates the mind of people. It's like a mirage. Because if we look at it from an Islamic perspective, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this world in a balance where a woman takes a role and a man takes a role. The role of a woman requires certain obligations. She has certain responsibilities and she has certain rights. Men have certain obligations and objectives that they must perform, and also they have rights. Are they equal? No, they're not equal. But are they treated in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are they valued the same? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of the day did not give men like extra merits of a woman because they are men. That's not the case here. Where in the West is actually the opposite. So when we want to discuss the issue of women's rights and women's equality, we have to be very careful not to make the mistakes. Now, we not only have the women issue, we have the gender issue, where men can be labeled women and women can be labeled men. And they're trying to say, well, there is no he and she anymore. It's just, I don't know, it maybe? I don't know. The world is going crazy and we are going for a ride. Now, before I continue, let us take a short break and then we come back.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the issues he dealt with in the Quran when it came to women is what we call wa'dul nisa or wa'dul banat, where people, pagans, pre-Islamic era, they used to kill their girls. And they used to look at a girl when she's born, as, how should I use the word? I want to use a word where it does not hurt someone's feeling. I mean, they look at a woman as a creature that brings shame to them. So they bury her alive. In fact, actually, I'm not going to go into the details of how they used to do that. So they used to kill her, basically. Islam says, no, women have the right to live like any other creatures on earth. Now, this concept of killing women, Islam came and said, no, they need to be glorified, they need to be dignified, they need to be valued, their honor needs to be preserved, their dignity needs to be preserved. And Islam put so much laws and regulations trying to protect the life of a woman. Let us move to from pre-Islamic era to our 2022, where you see the same concept is happening, killing women and burying women alive, but not literally. When women are being turned into sexual objects, when women are being put in our side, they're trying to work day and night, trying to make ends meet, when they're trying to provide for their children, when they are made caretakers, when they are made workers, when they are turned into slaves. Sometimes we have, until today, we have this problem where we have human trafficking, where women being sold, female children or female kids being sold as slaves or as sexual objects. Now, that in turn itself is killing them, even though not literally, but it's killing their dignity. It's killing everything that Allah has given them. When women are being put on the outside as just something to entertain men, that is killing them. That's taking their essence from them. That is taking and depriving them of their own dignity that Allah is giving them. Allah says, do not kill them, not just literally, but don't kill them in a way where you deprive them of their humanity. When a woman is being looked at as something, just something that entertains us, then we have a problem. Then we say, where is the human right? So all these feminists in the world and all these movements that are trying to provide for the human rights, or at least for fight for women's rights, they're doing it all wrong. They, in fact, going with what the world wants from them. Yeah, equal. Let's bring equality between men and women to a stage where let us let women do whatever we want and let them work, let them do this, let them do that. I mean, that's enslaving them. That's killing them. Islam wanted a woman to be dignified, want her to be honored by her husband, by her family, by her community, by the society, not vice versa. When I put a woman outside in the street and I make her a worker, I'm taking her dignity away from her. I'm taking her chastity from her. This is not what the Quran wants. This is not what Islam wants. This is not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. That's, I just mentioned one thing that the Quran came up with, which is to save the life of women, not just physically, but also mentally, spiritually, and in terms of having her dignified and taken care of. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله